Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Spinning double walk around the neighborhood. Feeling blessed, never stressed. Got that sunshine on my Sunday best.
Oh, yeah, Surfaces on Y98. That's our song, Sunday Best. We played that a lot over the weekend at our house. It's The Wake Up with Jen, Tim, Kevin. Lance is finished until he gets back with Paul Cook this afternoon on Y98 to bring you the drive home. But there was a new survey out about, what do you call it, Tim?
Fashion. Fashion. A new survey asked people to name the most iconic fashion item of all time.
Ooh.
That's such a strange question.
Like, iconic. When I think fashion, I think maybe most memorable and bell-bottoms. You know, that's definitely fashion that, like, when I think of fashion, I think of trends and things that come and go. And that might not always be in style. And that's just, like, the one that sticks out to me.
That's number six on this list. When I think of fashion, I think of a beaded necklace I wore at a time in high school. It's these tiny little beads and a combination of green and purple beads that made it legitimately look like a grapevine around my neck.
Were they like those?
Fashion.
That shell, those shell necklaces?
Oh, yeah.
No. I didn't do, I thought I was so far above those, yet wore a beaded necklace that looked like grapes. But would just mercilessly ridicule anyone with a hookah shell necklace.
What about Swatch watches?
There's not brand name stuff on here.
Okay.
So skinny jeans came in at number 10.
Oh, yeah. Ooh, Canadian tuxedo.
Oh,
jeans
just
on the bottom, jean jacket on top.
No, so denim jackets is on here.
Okay.
What about like?
No one in Canada is wearing that, by the way. I think people were just like needed to come. There were different versions of what you call that, and you're like allowed to make fun of Canadians. It's fine for some reason. So someone's like Canadian. It's like they don't wear that up there.
No.
Skinny jeans on here. Skinny jeans in and out. I mean, boy, you know, we talked about it a bunch. You watch the Jordan documentary, of which the decade of the 90s was one of the biggest stars, and not a lot of skinny anything.
Oh my god!
Oh yeah,
so many
I know.
Pleats.
Right.
I was like laughing at the pleated pants.
Everything
tight,
was
tight
huge.
Waists, real baggy pants.
Mm-hmm.
Knee-high boots is on here. I mean, those never go out of style, right? They're always like they're always a statement piece, but they're never like cooler than they used to be, right?
I don't know.
All right, come on.
You're into fashion.
What about like the big shoulder pads from the 1980s?
Shoulder pads, it's like you're reading the list, Kevin. Shoulder pads.
You might be. What's next on the list, Kevin?
R8. Shoulder pads not in right now, is that correct? I associate them with the 80s. Have they been in since?
There have been a few items I've seen where they're back in. I think 80s are cool now.
When I think Ellen DeGeneres and Paula Poundstone back then, I think shoulder pads.
Yeah, for sure.
Then bell bottoms, which we covered. Kevin, go ahead. What do you think is next?
Doc Martens.
No, do those count as platform shoes? Because platform shoes are on here. Okay. Mm-hmm. What are platform shoes exactly?
When I think of platform shoes, I think of, do you remember the video for D-Light's Groove is in the Heart?
Yeah,
oh,
the goldfish
yeah.
in there.
Yeah, those big heels and then So the heel is big, but then where the like the ball of the foot is, that's also chunky.
Those are there goldfish in there?
Maybe.
Those exist. Maybe. So those are platform shoes. So not just the heels, but like the just gives you what my buddy Dave Gentoli calls a little pop of height. It's all his shoes. Give him a little pop of height.
He's got lifts. Does he have lifts in his shoes?
Is that what they're called? I don't know.
I don't know. There is a Seinfeld episode about lifts.
Little pop of height is what he calls them.
Is grunge or the grunge look on there or that, you know, lumberjack shirts?
No, you've really fallen off. You were doing
I feel like that is like anti-fashion. What about Kevin's cargo shorts? Are those on there?
No. Iconic.
Short shorts are on here.
Short shorts.
Shorts okay. are tough. Man, shorts is a fashion thing that I legitimately struggle with. Other things I'm kind of like, I got my thing and it's fine, but shorts where they should be, because I typically like the long shorts, but sometimes they look silly.
And you like to show off your calves because they're
yes. I like the idea of shorts year round, but how high up should they be? Because
who wears short shorts? I wear short shorts.
The degree to which my calves are exceptional, which they are, it does kind of end at my knees. My knees, not bad by any means, but they're just knees. So for shorts, it doesn't matter. As long as the calves are getting the sunlight and the people can see them, it's all right.
That was the other thing watching the Michael Jordan documentary. Like, basketball shorts have definitely changed, too.
Oh, right.
Like, all those 90s fashions, like 90s pleated pants that everyone wore and 90s... basketball shorts were a little shorter.
Let's get back to my calves, though. Okay. If they're, and as you guys know, below the ankle, I'm not much to look at.
Right, right.
It's a tough thing to highlight, though, so I struggle with the shorts thing. Right now, I feel like medium shorts are in. Mm-hmm. Number two, guys, the little black dress.
Oh, LBD. Oh,
okay, yeah.
Fashion.
Yeah, I mean, it's versatile, for sure.
Is it iconic?
Yeah, because it never, if you get the right little black dress, it never goes out of style. No matter what the trends are, no matter what fashion is in, that stands the test of time. That should
and
be
number one,
really. What's going to top that?
Iconic fashion items of all time.
The poodle skirt.
By a whole bunch of people. The mini skirt.
Oh.
This is basically a list of what you call statement pieces. Am I right? Where for example, you don't want to wear two. If you're wearing two things on this list at once, you're in trouble. It's over the top, I would say.
What, like a mini skirt and knee high
a denim
boots
jacket?
Too
Forget
much.
About it.
The class of 2020 may not have gotten the typical prom. Graduate.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.